With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump thanking the Supreme Court for ruling on nationwide injunction.
This is a victory for President Trump.
Well, this was a big one, wasn't it?
He has complained about individual judges throwing up obstacles to his agenda.
I was elected on a historic mandate, but in recent months, we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president.
That order would deny citizenship to U.S.-born children of people who are in the country illegally. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also from the high court today, justices upholding a Texas law aimed at blocking kids from seeing pornography online. More than a dozen states passing similar age verification laws, as smartphones and other devices these days make it easy to access online porn. And the Supreme Court ruling Maryland parents who have religious objections can pull their kids from public school lessons using the LGBT storybooks. Senate parliamentary rules on a proposal to enact a multi-billion-dollar private school tax program that Republicans want included in the big, beautiful bill.
Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough also determined that an effort to carve religious schools, including Hillsdale College in Michigan, out of a planned expansion of the federal college endowment tax does not meet the Senate's Byrd Rules criteria for the filibuster skirting reconciliation process, according to Senate budget Democrats. Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee have proposed a permanent $4 billion annual tax credit for individuals who donate to organizations that support educational expenses, including private school tuition, which was projected to cost $26.25 billion between 2025 and 2034. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Iran's top diplomat says new nuclear talks with the U.S. are unlikely soon. This is SRN News. Yet another victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
Lawmakers in the state spent a lot of time promoting the LGBT agenda and then watching the courts knock down their laws. The latest case features a Christian camp which has won the right not to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the camp, and now the state is backing down, agreeing to let the camp alone and exempt all other religious facilities from its LGBT orders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has found the California Department of Education and the state's High School Sports Federation violating federal civil rights law. They did so by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. Department of Education announced the finding and proposes a resolution that would require California to bar males from competing against females in sports. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Viega reports that mortgage rates are lower.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.77%. This is the fourth consecutive weekly decline. The average rate is now back to where it was in early May, reflecting a recent retreat in bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. The latest pullback is a welcome trend for home shoppers at a time when elevated borrowing costs remain a drag on the housing market. I'm Alex Viega.
Young people graduating from college this year facing one of the toughest job markets in more than a decade. Unemployment rate for degree holders between the ages of 22 to 27 has reached its highest level in 12 years, excluding the coronavirus pandemic time. Joblessness among that group is higher than the overall unemployment rate, and the gap is larger than it's been in three decades. More details at srnnews.com.